Devil's Thumb rises to 9,000 feet above sea level, part of the boundary mountains of the Stikine Ice Field. Mountaineer Dieter Close has spent more time exploring the Thumb than anyone else. He came to Petersburg to climb it in 1980 and eventually made Petersburg his home.
Like my son said, Petersburg wouldn't be the same without Devil's Thumb, you know? And I think for everybody, we see this beautiful thing that's like inspiring, it's daunting, it's aberrant, and it just instills this wonder in climbers and not.
In cloudy, misty southeast Alaska, the peak isn't visible most of the time, so it's shorthand. When people say, you can see the Thumb, that means good weather, blue skies. The mountain's remote location and extreme conditions make it notorious among rock and ice climbers. It's been summited fewer than 50 times since Fred Beckey first climbed it in 1946. The classic Eastern Ridge is sometimes referred to as the easy route, but that's only in comparison to the icy northwest face, which remains unclimbed. Three people have died in the attempt. To locals, the Thumb is as much a part of Petersburg as the rain and the smell of fish in summertime. That's part of the reason that 35-year-old Kyle Knight wanted to climb the mountain.
I think that's what makes it so special or significant to me, is that that's a peak that's been dominating the skyline from a very young age. And, you know, it's totally striking. I know that everybody has some sort of a relationship with that skyline.
His interest started in middle school when he found an old climbing magazine from the 70s in his parents' library. It was an account of a climbing party's first ascent of the north ridge of the north face of Devil's Thumb.
Was just totally enamored with that story of their adventure and the landscape.
But when Knight was young, and even after he started climbing in his teens, summiting Devil's Thumb seemed more like a dream than a realistic goal.
I felt like that was sort of the realm of the world-class alpinist, and a challenge and a risk level that I wasn't going to be able to develop the skills to be comfortable with.
But the skills came. Knight became friends with people who had climbed Devil's Thumb. After high school, he moved to the lower 48 and climbed constantly. The dream became a stated goal. It would take another 15 years to achieve the goal. That's partly because the best time to climb the mountain is May through August, when there's less chance of avalanches and rockfall. Knight is a fisherman and spends summers in Bristol Bay. But this year, a close friend with lots of experience on the mountain was visiting Petersburg. They decided they would attempt the climb in August after Knight returned from fishing. Even in summer, storms can make an ascent of Devil's Thumb impossible. But the pair lucked out with a tight window of good weather within days of Knight's return. They took a helicopter to base camp where they spent the night. At about 7 a.m., they roped up and began their climb of the direct east ridge. Knight says he often tried to block out the view on the way up.
It's scary. So by focusing just on the moves themselves, you can avoid that fear.
They reached the top around dinner time.
I totally felt satisfaction. But also I know that getting to the top is only halfway, because you got to get back down and you never want to feel so satisfied that you lose that sense of focus.
Knight says the summit is a boulder about the size of a van.
The actual top of it is just big enough for one person to sit astride with 6,000 feet of exposure down on either side below your feet.
They spent about 2 minutes taking in the view and snapping photos. It was 2 a.m. before they were back at base camp. Knight says their slow speed could have been due to his training, or lack thereof. He had a very specific training regimen in the months leading up to the climb.
Bristol Bay sockeye salmon fishing. Lots and lots of crawling in and out of the engine room.
But it took longer than expected for another reason. There's a lot of newly exposed rock where in the past there had been snowfields. That rock hasn't had time to settle, which means it's loose and dangerous. Knight says the descent in the dark was a risk that he was comfortable taking just once.
Yeah, I did it once. I don't really want to do it again.
But trying the Thumb again, Knight says he gives it a solid maybe.
A big part of wanting to do it is looking at it for all these years, and now I can look up there and know that I have been up there.
Veteran climber Dieter Close is thrilled that Knight summited the mountain.
He's the first person that grew up in Petersburg and climbed Devil's Thumb. In my mind, that's the beginning of a legend in Petersburg.
One thing is for sure, it's not the last mountain Knight will climb. He plans to keep fishing every summer and climbing the rest of the year. In Petersburg, I'm Hannah Flohr.